So the idea is to cut an expanse into, like to divide it, to like introduce an unnatural gap. So then that makes sense, because he said like the clarity and the emptiness should not be separated. So that whole expanse or vastness is just one should not split. One should not split. So and then the other one is clear, not to fall in the extremes.
Question was, I understand it's Tibetan, but I don't understand what it means. Is the last full sekhan on the same page, Chimani, Penyu, Chitam, Chitin, Namsu, Chopanasu, Patenshin, Dropa, Juma, Juma Tabu. It's Juma Tabu.
Juma Tabu Kaina.
Nei pe chen na nam pe jema ma sa ba ji chin ni nam ji le te yo jema te na dong yin mi ji pe de de ka sa na dong yin mi ji pe jema pe de na tham tham tru pe pe le tham tham tong pe pe dan de ka su pe de na dong yin mi le pe ju tan le
kun jo ma tu tu ma le
nei ma na yin tong ba tong yin na na dong yin mi ji pe kap kap su
No good on my shame, Java, yours, and German, Samba, no, it's a chito, Tetan, Tambo, Tetan, to shake all of our
lord. The sons of the dawn, the dawn, the dawn, the dawn, the dawn, the dawn, the ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཡོ 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 མ
requests us to engender that supreme state of mind, which is the wish for the sake of all limitless beings to attain the state of omniscient Buddhahood, and for that purpose to study the true Dharma, reflect on it, and to meditate on it. We're continuing with an explanation on the verse of the Mahamudra prayer, dealing with the wish that one wishes for that this path itself may be free of delusion. And the second line in this verse was that free from the limits or extremes of exaggeration and denial, that the path is the union of the two accumulations.
Tela drokor chipa drokor drokor te karasenta drokor chipa tharpa tharpa thosi jalan mumba tharpa thosi jalan mumba te drokor drondo patan kurban de pati tharpa thosi jalan mumba te yan mongchor karre teyang le tang dev la sopar nang chu chun de ni kona din ji yin zhen ba wo xi tong ba ni le tin jin de wan jong chor ma xi ba xi ra ji cha de ra da na yi de pong wa mei ba le yue ba don da yue ba do ta kun ta zhong Tā dhūn dhōpa tē, lē tāng dē wār nāngu chūnda tā kōnā dīng, lē tāng dē wār nāngu chūnda kōnā lā dēmbarī khīng tē, tōnyi tōpa hirā pāng nā, tēne dhō tā pāntāng nā.
So we are on page 22, the first line, at the end where it says Nipa. Secondly, then Drogorchi, so referring to that first two words in the second line of the prayer, which is Drokor, exaggeration and denial, so it's the abbreviation for Drokor and Korodep, and then he goes on to explain, so what is this, saying Drokor? Tarpa Topsaji Lamla Mongpate. So it says that that what is exaggeration and denial, that is in fact to be obscured about the path which is the means to attain liberation. So this is a general meaning, that is, this is the kind of confusion about the path being the means of liberation, and then in particular what are those two kinds, the first taking the drone dogma, the exaggeration. So that is, if one says for example that Lendre, Ledan Trebu and so on, this sentence, and it's for example that one says on that karma and result and so on, that all those appearing phenomena, only those are real, and anything else is just a fake or it's a lie. So only the apparent phenomena, like karma and results, and so on, this is true. Saying like this, then Tongpa ni le tenjin trawa chungwe tsol ma she par. So then it's explained what does it mean. If one says like this, then it means that then this is not knowing, in fact ma she par in the middle, this is not knowing the way how from emptiness itself everything arises in with interdependent origination, and not knowing this, then shirabji chapongwa, so that is equivalent to just drop or abandon the intelligence aspect of the path. So there should be pongwa instead of porwa. This is is mistaken, it should be na, pongwa. So doing so, like abandoning the intelligence, then what happens is, in fact, that mepa la yepa don takwa talungwa, one falls in the extreme of exaggerating that something which does not exist. One claims that something which in fact does not exist exists. Yepa la mepa don takwa.
Joker, ते माही पे वांग की तने तोनी तो पे हिरा पाना तांदा डोन डोन पे तारे तो
मैं वो चाहती तो मैं नींद पर मुझे
तो तोनी तेंजों तो शर्ट चल रहा
है नींद चल रहा है
लेंटे मतलब बते तो मैं नींद ना यंग तेंजों में ना हो शर्ट वाले लेंटे मतलब बते तोनी तेंजों तो शर्ट वाले तोनी तेंजों तो शर्ट वाले चल माही पर तने तोनी तो भी हिरा पाना तांदा लेंदे लंठा चिक दे दें बारे चिंदे तोनी तो भी हिरा पाना दे दोने
So to say it briefly, then what is this exaggeration is the not knowing that about the empty aspect of all phenomena, that although they are empty, they arise in the way of interdependent origination, and not knowing this one is just dropping the aspect of the intelligence and exaggerating something which is not for being existent.
Tā kurvān dēpā karvē. Kurvān dēpā tōngbā nī kōnā dīngi jē. Tōngī kōnā dēmbā rē, jīna dzūmbā hōshī. Tōngī lā dēmbā rē hīngi jīna dzūmbā tōgō. Tōngbā nī kōnā dīngi jīna dzūmbā hōshī. Kōnchō tāng lē dē sō, dīngi dēvār jōngā chōrta nāng hīng. Nāng mō dē ngō hīng tō, nāng mō tsaṁ tō. Namo Tsamto Tuenzi Nubin Ninga Mahipa Tabja Cha Pongwa Pongna Yueba La Meibar Kurban Deepin Tar Zongwa Nisun Dibu Tungto Yueba La Meibar Kurban Dabare Ti Sena Tene Yueba La Meibar Kurban Deepin Tar Zongwa Kondepjin Tar Zongwa Re Nisun Dibu Tungto Tena Drondo Vata Kudde Nisun Dibu
Then in the end of the line, it's continuing with the explanation of the second extreme. On Tongpa Ni Kona Den Ki Shen Ni Zunpa also, it says if one claims that only emptiness is valid and anything else is just a lie, so then this ends up to be like Kunchok Dan The lenders of Tenshin Talwa Jungle Tsoltu Nangshin Namu Tsamtu Dunshin Nupe Ne Mashipar. So that one is not knowing, and this Mashipa in the middle, was not knowing all the rest before, which is that Kunchok, the three jewels, and Lendre, the karma and result, action and result, and so on. Tenjin in Java Jungle, Soto Nanxin, Nangu Tsamtu Dunjin Nupe Ne. So, all these points which are just from their mere appearance, they are just mere appearance, but having a function by being a mere appearance, then and arise in a way of interdependent origination that one doesn't understand that way how they're. By being just mere appearance, arise in interdependent origination and function. So, not understanding this, then one is abandoning the aspect of skillful means. So that is, one in fact is denying something that exists by claiming it does not exist. So one is in falling in this extreme. So that is then the concluding the explanation about the two extremes of exaggeration and denial.
Tōngi tēngyōng tēngyē, tōngi tēngyōng tō xiārvā. Tōngi tēngyōng tō xiārvā yīmbē sēr nā, tōngi tēngyē dēvār yōng chōr tō nāwān tēngyē, nāngō tsāng tō tēngyē nēbē mūlō bārē. Kārē sēr nā, tēngyē nāvā yōpa tēsētō, jēsē tēngyōngu nāvā xārvā tēsētō, nāvā tēngyē mūlūvār. Tēne lōngu lā nāng tāngu mūlūvār, mūlūvārē, mūlūvā tēyē nē māhī pār tōngyī lē kīyē tē thāp jē chā. Thāp sūnām jē chā, sūnām gēvā lē jē chā pā nā, tēne yōpa lā mēpā kūrpān dē pē,
So that means that in fact by clinging only to emptiness, then one does not understand that all these phenomena like the three jewels and karma and results and so on, that there are, one does not understand the way how from emptiness then they arise in the way of interrelated dependence and and just mere being mere appearances, they are functioning. So not understanding this is, Ramachandra says like that, as long as phenomena arise due to interrelated dependence, then they have a function on the mere appearance level. So by not understanding this, then one is abandoning the all aspect of skillful means and in fact denies what is for claiming then that it doesn't exist.
Tande dokor ni de ko de wo na tab so na de cholam ta chik de de bar hin de to ni to bi kira pa na rondo de tan
To summarize it then briefly again, what are these two extremes? Then Namchi says the first one is just exclusively clinging to the reality of skillful means like the accumulation of merit and dropping the aspect of deep understanding. So this is the extreme of exaggeration.
Tene toni la ta chik du hin jen tap su na je cho o pang na kun de je ta
na. On the other hand, then clinging exclusively to emptiness and dropping the aspect of skillful means like the accumulation of merit, this is called the extreme of denial.
The drondo kundet jeton che te thata choni lam cho ki ba thata choni lam cho ki se ta dum da ta choni lam cho ki ba khema tha kwa tar kurban de ben tha la khema tha kwa tar kurban de ben tha la ne be ser te yin ki pe Zog to Rondo jin thala mene bese te yin yi kwe kyu ju kwa drupal le to yihi ji cho sa jin yihi ji cho sa to te ni ya ma darwa suenam ji cho da yihi ji cho ni ya da so so ma yin par cho ni sung yuk to nyam si le ban ne tarpa topsi ji lam cho tarpa me ba yin nung ki so
Then we are on line 4, page 22. Although 3 starts, it says, Tata Tsogni Lam Chok, then this key in the root verse is not here, it's missing. But anyway, this is then the reference to the root verse, where it says that free from the extremes or the limits, then the supreme path of the two accumulations, and So it continues in the commentary, it says Shimatak Patara, so as has been just explained, then Kurdab Jitala Minapisir, since one is or by not abiding, due to not abiding the extreme of denial, then in order to accomplish the form body of the Tathagatas, then one will or one has to accumulate the accumulation of merit, has to gather the accumulation of merit. So this is one thing, and so for the, that means like in short that for the obtainment of the form body of the Buddha, one has to accumulate merit, and by not abiding in the extreme of denial. And then the next thing is Dondok Jitala Mina Pisir, since one is not abiding in the extreme of exaggeration, Dishin Shekri Chuji Ku Drupal Ledu, for the sake of obtaining or accomplishing the Dhammakaya, the body of quality of the Tathagatas, then Yeshu Chichok Sakshin, one is accumulating, gathering the accumulation of primordial wisdom. Then Yatal Yamatal was Sung, Sung Tuk Tun Yamsu Lempa Ni. So those two, without letting them be separate, and practicing them in union, Sung Tuk Tun Yamsu Lempa Ni, then Tapa Topseti Lam Ji Chok Drupa Mepa Yinu Shezo. Then this is called the supreme path, the unmisleading, or the path, the supreme path, which leads to liberation and that is free from delusion.
Sonyi sungyok dhanyā su lenpa ni chiti. Tarpa tupsi je lanjin chok chukwa mepa yinti. Sonyi sungyok dhanyā su lenpa ni chiti. Sanji tupsi je sanji tupsi je nantol tangkarwa yinti. Siksapa suno ti. Sonyi sungyok dhanyā su lenpa chiti. Sanji tupsi je jo
So put the whole thing in a logical reasoning then. Kamchi says, so given is the union of the two accumulations, or the practice, the unified practice of the two accumulations, then there are said to be the undiluted or the unmistaken cause of the attainment of Buddhahood, because there are because the accumulation of merit is the cause of attaining the form body of the Tathagatas for the sake of others, and the accumulation of primordial wisdom is the cause of the Dhammakaya, the body of quality, for one's own sake.
Harada Simba Drogde, Sunam Ji Tso Tang, Harada Simba Drogde, Sunam Ji Tso Tang, Yehi Ji Tso Su Duna Karra Sena, Sunam Ji Tso Na Parsen Drogde Nang Ni, Yenba Tang Tsutem Ni Yin Yen, Yenba Tsutem Ni Sunam Ji Tso, Tso Su Duna Karra. 이히 조소는 히랍코나 히랍이 이히 조소스데도 쯩주 쯩종 삼딘솜 쯩파 쯩주 삼딘솜네 니가르토파테 초니가 콘스토파레 카르사나 쯩난데 이히 조소 카르사나 양조 쯩싱고레 양 쯩주고 트로비 쯩주고 샘히엔다 마얀 바삼딘고레 송게 송가라 마려 초니가 소스토
So if one asks then, we know now about that the two accumulations are the unmistaken cause of attaining of Buddhahood, then what are those two accumulations? So starting with the first one, the accumulation of merit, in line 5 of page 22, Tella Sunam Jitsok Ni, so in this case, so here, the accumulation of merit is Parasin Trukli Jimpa Tan Sultem Ni Yin. So, among the six parameters, it is the parameter of generosity and the parameter of conduct or well behaving, those two. And then, what is the accumulation of primordial wisdom? Shedab Kona, so that is merely. Or this is only exclusively wisdom or intelligence, prajna. Then, of diligence, then patience, diligence, and meditative concentration. Those three, nikartoka, they are included in both of the accumulation. So there are included in the accumulation of merit as well as in the accumulation of primordial wisdom.
Dote jinle, ten yinpe junsin karisina dote jinle kongdurinde, sutra alankara le, jindang sutram suyna je tso yin si jute ya jakuna, suynam ju tso. Jinpa tang sutram yin suyna je tso yin, suynam ju tso. Tere tsek le lawa. Yihi je, hirab yihi je, hirab yihi je tso le. Sumbu jinle, da som la som. Sumbu yinne, yin somne se na tsik, to yisik tiko lila, yin somne, niga te, niga kar, sonanda yihi je tso, niga la nyevar ko, niga te, yinyong, oye.
Then there is a quotation from Sutra Alankara, Dori Kienle, the last line of page 22. And there it says, or it just approves this, the just mentioned categorization of the two accumulations, and it says, Jindan Sultem Sunam Ti Tsokin. So you have to read until this point. Jimpa and Sultem, there are the accumulation of merit, generosity and well-behaving or conduct, there are accumulation of merit, and then Shirab, the wisdom, Yeshiji. So this talk, this Yeshiji talk you have to add. So wisdom or intelligence is the accumulation of primordial wisdom. So these are three only from the six parameters, now with three others. It says Sumpo Shen, the three others. Ni Nikate, so they are both. There are accumulation of merit as well as accumulation of primordial wisdom.
Yang dawa trakwe zepe oman jupan dawa yina yinba tsutun zepa sun sun nan ji tso su dugere te oman jupu da tso su.
If one follows the tradition of the Madhyamika Avatara by Chandrakirti, then there is another way of dividing those six parameters, or like summarizing them under the two accumulations. And Chandrakirti, he says that generosity and well-behaving and patience, those three, they are to be summarized under the accumulation of merit. and the rest is like the same.
Take the end of the day,
if one understands well how these verses are composed, how the, well, like this special way like of expression here in these verses, then even if that will be very beneficial, and even if one has not the time to study the whole Sutta Alankara, then at least one knows some parts of it. Then continues with the bottom line of page 22, the end. He says, Tenyi Sungjuk to Nyamso Len Gopa, what is actually the need to practice those two, the two accumulations unified? And it is explained by a quotation from Sancho Lamdren, the Atisha, from Atisha. And I don't know the title in Sanskrit, but anyway, then he says, Taptang Chalve Shedaptang, Shedap Chalve Tapja Dakjang, Tangse Chingwa She Song Pe, Devi Nika Bang Misa. So the means that are free from intelligence, and the intelligence free from means, because there are these, in that way there are said to be nothing else than bondage, then in Devi Nika Pang Misa, one should not give up any of those, the means or the intelligence, or to say it in other words, then one has to practice those two in union, because if one gives up one of those, and the way that the skillful means are separated from intelligence, or the intelligence is separated from skillful means, then in this way one will be bound, trapped.
Tabdang darve jira danjira darve tadakya Anjara jingvai jizongve deve nyuka pangve Tabdang darve jira danjira darve tadakya Anjara jingvai jizongve deve nyuka pangve Tabdang darve jira danjira darve tadakya Anjara jingvai jizongve
So by this quotation then it is proved that one has to practice the two accumulations of primordial wisdom and merit in union.
Tabji mazen bi hiram nen chengwa wu. Tabji sen bi hiram na tarba wu. Hirabji mazen bi tab nen chengwa wu. Hirabji sen bi tab na tarba wu. Ki song su. Tabji mazen bi hiram nen chengwa wu. Se ju tab dam, tab ningji chenpo so, tab di nyam nen da trawe, hirab toni dami tu, Da mai bam tong ba ni ti ku kong be ka ren chen wa re che ba so chi tun chen ma san je ji ko ma do to ma re che ba so chi ba ni rang ke ta mi da chong ba sam do to tab ji sin be khi ra na tar ba wo tab ji nyam ni ji sin be te ne tong ni to be khi ra yo na tar ba wo san je ji ko ba do to khi ra ji ma zin be tab nen chen wa wo Tony Toby Hirata Mazembam, Tony Toby Hirata Tarve, Tadin Yamin and Chimar, Karin Chimri. Dami Topam, Tony Toby Hirata Maben, Corvet Savaje Tomare, Tina, Tadin Yaminji, Corvet Neso, Srenam de Lege, Ladamui, Deva Togrema, Totapa Tomare, Corvet Chingri. Tori Ladamui, Deva Tomna, Young Corvare, Corvet Chingri. Hirabji Simba Tam Ne Tarbao. Tony Tobi Hirabji Nyamni Tam Deva Tabi Nyamni Ti Tabatu. Sanjay Ti Kompa.
So that was the statement of Atisha. And then if one wonders how comes Atisha to say something like this, then there is a quotation from that sutra. It says, Pakvatrima me paratakpe tempe to. And so this sutra, then, in that sutra you find the following statement. Taptis masem beshedabni chingwao says, these skillful means that are not held by intelligence, there are just a trap or their bondage. And on the other hand, tapti simbishiradni tarpo, those skillful means that are held by intelligence, there are liberation. The Rinpoche comments on this and he says, well, in which way it doesn't work if one has only the skillful means without without having intelligence, because other way around. If one has only intelligence or without being held by skillful means, then how does it not become a liberation? This is because one is get stuck in the one incited on the exclusive peace of the, which is the result of the Shravaka path. And then they continue, it says, Shedabji Masim Tap Chingwao, then the skillful means that are not held by intelligence, there are bondage or trapped, and on the other hand, skillful means held by intelligence, they are liberation. And so why? Because if one has only a skillful means, then and one doesn't rely on intelligence, that is known for not being able to cut the root of samsaric or worldly existence. One is only able to obtain worldly states of happiness like god realms and so on, and one will not obtain permanent liberation.
Sombare, Tony Topi Hiravan, Dami Topi Hirat Dantarve, Tapti Pu
About this believing on the two extremes, and where this is to be found within the Buddhist traditions, and then first there was the Shabaka tradition of the Sautrantika, the Vaibhashika and Sautrantika, and now it goes on the line 2, page 20. In the end, it says Semsampe, the Semsampa, which is the tradition of the Chittamatrin, or those who believe in the mere existence of mind. So Semsampe, by those, Nitongi Shepa, the Dentro Tudepa. So they believe that the perceiving mind, free from duality, so Nitong, from duality of subject and object, so that perceiving mind, free from the duality of subject and object, Dentro Tudepa, that this is really existent, has a valid existence. So since they believe like this, then Jetempe Nisa, he goes on, he says, Zinpa Chuchita Kelang Var Songwa. So then, in fact, they themselves, they believe that they are beyond the extreme of existence and non-existence. But if one applies the logic of Madhyamika, and then through this analysis one can prove within the Madhyamika tradition that in fact they still have this subtle clinging to that subject, of that perceiving subject, this mind which is believed to exist even though it is free from duality of subject and object, or they claim it to be free from that duality. But still, there is a subtle thing to that perceiving mind, according to analysis in the Madhyamika tradition, and for that reason it says, Chuchitak ke langwar, so ke langwar songwar, so like it turns out that they believe, that they claim that existence of an entity of phenomena. They themselves, they don't claim it like this, but according to the analysis of Madhyamika, it appears to be like this. Because so soft and young song
soft so ta seda mawan do de ba sen zam ba som xie song a yumi jin ta zong ta wa jin de so tam je zo wo sen do ni sen zam ba xie song a so gong se de de ta wa yin da yang yu re se
de so ke de de doctor de There's Yomijita Sungita Tawachin Nam So, which prefers to conclude this sentence at this point. Yomijita Sungita Tawachin. So, these are the.
Tendan Tajik, the Yoperson, and Tajik, the Maperson, talk about you, Zeta, Tajik, Tavan, or what?
The view of those who have the view of clinging to the extreme of either existence or non existence. Like it was explained before in the definition of the extreme viewpoint of existence and non-existence.
Dene sakin ba tang zokin ba yin na yang ta jik do kansa yin na yang ta jik do yue paran zin ba tok ba tang ta jik do me paran zin ba tok ba yin na ta ke ji ta wa yue ba re. Raba?
So even if one thinks one is a person who practices Mahamudra or Mahaadi, if one has this clinging to the existence of something, or the clinging, like permanently clinging to the existence of something, or the permanent clinging of non-existence of something, then one is falling in those two extremes.
다데 바다 딱케니 디게 차라 단 타라 데니 예이동 세강부동데 세강바 당부동 딱케 헤세인데 타라 데니 예이동 히바 데다르 신제로도 딱베 신제로도 딱베 신제로도 딱바 노와르 딱바 론트베 딱바 남도 그 딱바 뜻어 파체 제거래 이나데네 Chiranso peke kovichye to kanga lavay, ke jungi ke kanga jogo mado, chikse na kanga yinji ke elsek chikwa yondo sikre. Sinche loo da takpe, tha nyi dang charwe, takche jen tha nyi dang charwe, ne lok yi tong, tong sinche ma loo pa yin lang. Sinche ma loo pa yin lang. Te tar, Sinche lo da takpen tha nyi dan charwa, takche jen tha nyi dan charwa ne, ne luk ye yi tong sinche ma lo pa yin la, ye saja jenpo sinche ma lo pa yin la. Ye ne luk sinche ma lo pa yin la. Deyang denpa nyi, deyang kunzob je denpa tan tundan je denpa nyi, song don jokpa hek la, ngun zimbar, di yege te chek che song re to, ngun zimbar ngun no yin sare.
So I'm just skip the quotation from Lobun Loten, and it goes on.
Lobun Loten, ka.
Ah, Chesungwa.
Kare.
Lobun Loten.
Te yasong, tan tan de.
Te lapong,
shasong. Te yasong, re. Lobun Loten yasong. Re. Re re re. Te yasong.
So I skip this the quotation of Lobun Loten and goes on line 4. In the middle it says, Tata Deni Shi Don. So that is in fact the rest of the root line. It's Takshe Tata Deni Shi Don. So that being free from the two extremes, this is the basic meaning of the two. Which is the union of the two truths, and then he explains. Teta sinchi lok tu takve tani dan chalva ni. So first to this. So in that way, or in that, yeah, like this. Then sinchi lok tu takve tani dan chalva free, being free from those two extremes, which are a mere, like a mistaken investigation. Sinji Lok to Dagwa, a mistaken investigation of phenomena. And Tomchi gave a lot of synonyms, which he said is maybe not need to, no need to translate. So then he also said, like, be by, like, investigated by a deluded mind and so on. Tani dan Chalva ni, then Neluk Shi Dun Sinji Ma Lok Pa Yina. So this freedom from those two extremes of mistaken investigation. That very freedom is Nelukshi Don, the reality or the basic reality of the way how things exist. The is a Sinji Malokoyin, so the unperverted or unmistaken basic reality of the true way of the way of being, the way of how things exist. Deyang Denpa Nyi, then goes on, Deyang Denpa Nyi, or Sungdu Jukpa Shikla, Mu Zimpar,
Mu No.
So I'm just
saying, there
is a misprint, shouldn't be Akiku Isa, but rather a Ra, so it becomes like Zimpar, and then this Mu should have a Mao, Mao Nga Nara Mo Zang Mu, No.
Mao Nga Nara Mo Zang Mu,
Mu
No. Mui no se je te yinpatra Ye ne lok te denyi yinmi la Ye sa ja chenpo te denyi yinmi la ngun zin ze pa yinpatra Ten ra ore se te Ina ngun zin te khande zin na ware de kapso Ye ne lok te Denyi yinmi la ngun zin ne ngun zin par ngun no Denyi yinmi la ngun zin ze pa yinpatra Ten ra ore yungkare Denpa nyi ne ta denpa nyi kare de Oh yeah, Jordan.
Jinjuk
de narawa, mao nga naro nga na ngon no.
So even the sa has to be changed, so it's mao nga naro ngon
na ngon.
Ngon
no.
No, the zoktik tsam ya mina yung
pinta yoga. Na ni yore, ngon no. Mao nga naro nga na ngon na naro no.
Then in no.
Te no te zoktik re, ngon no.
So then it says, well, this very nature then, Tempa ni
sung to jupa.
Sung to jupa shi. So then, Mun zin par Mun no. This Mun no means like he believes like this or he thinks like this. So he thinks, what does he think? He thinks that this could be identified as the union of the two truths. Tempa ni sung to, the union of the two truths. Merzimbal, like the identification, so he believes that this could be identified as the union of the two truths.
Ta dun dun diga, takin tata deni ye don't say the takin tata drave, deni ye me jigla, yes, I just chimping when Zinze by Imada.
So then to say it in short, then he thinks that the freedom of the two extremes of existence and non existence. That is the unmistaken nature, which is the union of the two truths.
Denba ni ne, denba ni kar, denba ni ne, tong tan be denba tan kunzo be denba te. Mama ne, ta te yudu, tong tan be denba te ne chore kunzo je denba te nan chore. Ne chore tong tan denba tan nan chore kunzo denba te, ten ra wo. Nama ne, nama kare, nama tuan dan denpa re, doa cik din rota. Nama tuan dan denpa ne, ten yu chu tam che je, ne so trupan ta je dan trawa. Ten yu se de tenpa no, zam ling sa gong de la tenpon trawa jing arang su, nam to ngon la tenpon trawa, tikpon trawa jing toga. Ina ngay ne tenpo yu ma nam ka tung bui le yare. Ina ya nga zu nam to la tuan na ta ba pe yin takpon trawa yare. Tenpa no tang. Yowa se te yongor zo dewa tenpo me ba tere. Yowa sim jin zo re, ju ju sim jin su yowa. Yongor se pa, tenpo me pa kasa kala yung do re. Tenyo, tenyo chu tam che je, tenpa no tang yowa ju ju sim jin te, chu tam che je ne chor, chu tam che je ne chor, chu tam che je ne lok, chu tam che je hi lok. Samsung, two times, you do look, say, though, when they get Koran do sati, ne look and they but do look. Two times, you won't tartopa. Can they, ne geranzo, Koyaki, Ke, Kanga, Joko, Marcartias, Jokrova, ne tor, driven ta jetan drava, driven ta jetan drava. Namke jet double, driven ta jet is here. Namke jet that you want a takpa, mola. Driven ta jie dang trawang, or driven dang trawang. Driven nam dog a takpa meba, driven ta jie dang trawang. Or la trema meba, nam ke jie da yung sa ta jing. Jar ma che so so ma long, ja che so long dang trawang. Sam ju ji yor len de ba, sam ba dang. Lu samba dan jue bi yo len de ba, tan yi len de bi se na sam jo ji yo len de ba. Dang bu san je, du jian ko lo le dang bu san je jumi ba se ju de, dang bu san je se ju de yang de, tong tan bi den ba le. Dang bu san je yang, tong tan bi den ba le se ge de. Dui men guan bo se ju den dang bu ni yue ben guan bo. Gong se jitan robin gong dao re. Doi ma tangbo ni re. Do ni tangbo ni. Doi men gong bo. Katak ke sanje. Hiban dao. Doi men gong bo. Doi men sanje. Ta ten dao. Tikpa chenpo ta nga ke lo la. Sinje namdang sanje ma cha pa yung re. Doi men gong bo. Jambar jentro travel ton tan ben sin jin nam da ton tha jyo che chik so ma de sen do de men go bo dang de yin ni dan chu ji de yin yi dang don dang ba den ba la so ba da ka ro go chen yin nam ji le ton yin je nam dang nga song do wa o te da wo te ton yin rang ge nam dang re de yin yi so je de ten ba de wo de de wo se de ga ra de re dang bi san je yang don dang ba den ba re don dang ba den ba dun dang den ba jin re dun men gong bo yang dun dang den ba jin re Devo se te garangre. Oya. Tiri.
So talking about two truths, then there are, so we are on line 5, page 20. Tempa ni ni, so the two truths. There is Dundam Tempa and Kunzabdi Tempa. The truth of reality, of the real, of the correct reality, which is, Rinpoche says, the way of things are, the way of existence, and then Kunzabdi Denpa, the truth of the apparent truth, which is referring to the way things appear, and then Ngama, so the first one, or the previous one, is, which is the real truth, then, or Tenyuchu Tampichi Netsu, so Ten Yo, which explains Ten means literally means stable, and Yo means that which moves. So the Ten refers to all that, to the vessel of that world. Like we, for us, it, like roughly speaking, the earth and so on, and all this place, they are kind of stable, whereas the beings inside they move. So even though, like for the thorough analysis, that doesn't prove to be valid. So everything is moving in space, but anyway, like roughly speaking, that this is the division. So Tenyo is the same as saying like the world and the like the vessel of the world and the content of the beings, and so all the phenomena included in those two. Then. Then Netsu, the way how there really are these phenomena. Remember, she gave a lot of synonyms like Shilo, which is also the basic nature, the basic mode, and Dölok, then which is again like the very place or the way it abides. Huh? So that's difficult to find English words for all this. And Tripitaka Yedam Talwa, so this very mode of existence, being free from the eight extremes of concepts, the eight extremes which we will explain later, then, so being free from all concepts, then Namki Tiltar Yongsu Dakin, completely or entirely pure, like the center of the space, Jachi Soksu Malum, and or without limit and not having fallen in one extreme. Samjaji Yulin De, Samjaji Yulin Shintun Depa, completely beyond the field of thought and expression, Samjaji Yulin Shintun Depa. Then this also is called Dangpe Sonje. Rinpoche yesterday gave the quotation from the Kala Chakra Tantra where he says Dangpe Sonje Jumepa, that first the primordial Buddha, which is
Kala Chakra Dangpe Sonje Jambar Chenjo.
What?
Then that you
call
it Sengjo. Sesong. Then Jambar Chenjo le Dangpe Sonje. That's all. Oh, yeah.
And then it says, it's actually, it says like from the Jampa Tsenje, another text, and then it also says Dömi Gönpo, another synonym, and means like the primordial or protector, Deshin Yi also, which is the suchness. There are a lot of synonyms, they all mean nothing else but that ultimate nature, the way things exist, and in that text, the Jampa Tsenje, there are about 10,000 different synonyms for the suchness. So then it says Sok and so on, Dre, Tempa, Deo. So what is referred to by those names, that is that Deo, that Dundam Denpa, that truth of reality.
Tan Tseni Dendor Dona, Trupen Ta Jie Dang Trar Hin Nam Ke Jie Dar Yung Su Ta Jing. Jache So Long Dang Trar Hin Sam Jo Ji Yo Len De Ba Dun Dang De Ba Tseni. Tseni Ngoma De De Ya Dang De Ba. Sam Jo Ji Yo Le Hin Dang De Ba. Trupen Ta Jie Dang Trar Hin La Dang. Tarikin, Namke Jeter Yons at Takpa. Jache saws of Malong Hing, Samju Jolin Deba. That's so undravote, driven ta jet and Tarikin sorti, Namke Jeter Yons of Takpa. Jache saws of Malongwa. Samju Jolin Deba. Sorry, Yendrava, sorry, Jere. Samju Jolin Hindan Deba, Te Tenda Debatinere.
If one tries to extract the mere definition of the truth of reality from this, so then what is the real truth? The real truth is taking this Tripitak, Yedan, Chalva, the freedom, like the 4 points, the freedom of the 8 extremes of concepts. Secondly, to be entirely pure, like this, the center of space. Thirdly, that or without limit and not having fallen in one in any extreme, and then fourth point is in perfectly or entirely having gone beyond the field of speech and thought.
Then driven ta jie then gombo lodo jie oma tsawa hirap jin chui ju tan dan ying gong gong zhe ge gap su sung du wa o tie de. Driven Nam dog driven yimbo, driven tadje, the travel lance on Batis, and not done by Chiza Chimbore, took your Chimbore, Sansa, you intended.
Then, what are the 8 extremes of concepts? And Tomichi says, this is exactly what you're reciting every lunchtime. About this quotation from Nagarjuna in his Mula Madhyamika, the root text on Madhyamika, and there he made a praise to the Buddha as the teacher. The great teacher who shows the path of which is the remedy against the concepts, like the extremes of concepts. And what are those extremes of concepts? This extreme of the something of ceased of cessation and of birth, those two, Kakpa and Kiewa. Then second pair is Chepa and Takpa. That's something is non-existent, and then something is permanently existent, is existing. And the third couple is Hongwa and Jowa. Something is coming, and one something going. And the last pair is Tatit and Chikpa, to be different and to be one. So those are the 8
concepts, the 8 extremes of concept.
One is holding one of those 8 extremes, among those 8 extremes, then one is falling into the extreme, then one is still bound in extreme. So one has to be free from any of those, so to see to be free of concepts and to understand the nature of the reality.
Tene namke tiyadar yonso ta jing hiba kapso namke yin yin do yonso takpa namka latrima meba yin do tene ne lo latrima ton tamba ton dan denba ti ngo latrima meba denba re trima dan trabe chani denba re kada denba re kani takpa.
The second specification in the definition is to say namke tiyadar yonso takjing, which is then being entirely pure as the center of sky. So what does it mean? Or center of space. So in the same way as the center of space or sky is completely pure, then or also the ultimate nature or the mode of existence of phenomena is said to be completely pure. From that aspect of purity, it's compared with the sky.
Rangi namda ge chuko da lobo tadar ge chuko ni yagre de kapso namke che tar yon sa takpa se jete don ta be demba te treba da trawa re treba da trawa ngowo la trama me be chani de ne rangi namda ge chuko yang re ina yang lobo trama yoro wa rangi namda ge chuko yang teng ge yore ta tega ma to pa jo.
She says that from the one speaks concerning Dhammakaya or the body of qualities, one speaks of two Dhammakayas. There's one which is said to be the naturally pure Dhammakaya, and then that Dhammakaya which is free from the accidental stains. And so talking here of comparing here the fundamental nature of phenomena with the entirely purity of the sky, then this is referring to the naturally pure Dhammakaya.
Dina sakin da zokin de zukapso. Tangbo ni number takpa yinba, tangbo ni number takpa yinin number takpa yinba, zani chor manyongba, chor manyongbi xieba ji yore, de ngowi chani xieba re, de namka jedar yonsu takpa, di kapsu namka jedar yonsu takpa se ju, di ce kitengu yore. Rwa, sakin zokin kapsu yi, tangbo ni takpa, zani chor manyongba xieba yore, ten rawo de, teni ngowi chani gongba re, ngowi chani re.
When in the Mahamudra tradition or the Mahati tradition, one is talking of the primordial purity, referring to that mind which has never experienced any kind of confusion or delusion, so then this is the same as pointed out here with the entire purity of the space or sky. From the point of the essence, which is primordially pure, then this example is given.
Jamache sijati sarva chikpa yamare, tontambe dembate, tungba chikpa yamare. So malong sijati tontambe dembate, korvichu yamare, nyangilin debe so sayang loma yamare.
And then we have the third specification, judges also malung, and so not being bound in certain limits and not having fallen in any extreme, then that means that that the ultimate nature of phenomena is neither just clarity nor is it just emptiness, and being not in one extreme means that it is not in worldly existence nor in just mere peace.
Samju ji yo le hinden de ba se tene ton tam ba den ba te tokwe takwa le de ba se na samju le samju ji yo le hinden de ba se samju ji yo le de ba ma se hinden de ba samju ji yo le hinden de ba yin be jin sin kar re thani le de ba se na samju ji yo le de ba re. Namdo lende besena, tani lende bare. Namdo dan tani lende besena, samjuji yoli hinden deba.
So then we have the last specification of in the definition of the real truth, and it says samjuji yoli hinden deba, like having entirely gone beyond the field of thought and expression. So why does it say like this? It's because it is beyond thought, and since it is beyond thought, it's also beyond any term or expression. And so in that way, it's not just beyond, but it's also, Rinpoche says, like completely beyond the field of expression and thought.
Tan Tsini Jiso Nipan Di Kapso Namke Jeta Yonsa Takpe Hebe Tundan Debe Ngola Ngola Tema Yona Ngola Tema Deba Yona Tundan Debe Yimba De Yanka Yere Tundan Debe Ranga Ngola Tema Yomare Ina Tema Mabamba Kapso Lower Jitama Yerova Lower Jitama Yomare Mato Ngola Yini Tema Yomare Ngola Tema Yona Tundan Debe Mare Sornipe Namke theater, Yonsa Takpe, Hippe, Mola Tema Yabate, Tundante, Mola Tema Yabate, Kapare. Mola Tema Yona Tundante Bamare. Take a song.
According to the definition of given here, then the second specification, which says is entirely pure as the center of sky, that so that means that if one is talking about the real truth, then that always requires that primordial purity, then anything which is not primordially pure, that could not be considered to be the truth of reality or the real truth. And so it could have some accidental stains temporarily being covered, but it always has to be primordially pure.
Sumbe sarva kona yinba, tongba kona yinba. Korva yinba, korva so so loma, nyande je so so loma, tundu yin yang, tundan denpa mare.
Then in the third specification, so if something is just clarity, or it's just emptiness, or it is within worldly existence, or mere peace, then that could not possibly be the truth of reality.
Tene yepe samju ji yorlen denpa ase de je, Samjo ji yor to churpa tasu tundan denpa mare.
So then the fourth specification says whatever is then the object of thought or the object of expression of terms, so that could not be the ultimate truth.
Yina yang tong tamba te le tangbo pe ta dan ten sik le ten te jipa ga chor je sam jipa ga chor je he go yore le tangbo pe samjo ji yor to separate. Ina ngune samjo ji yor len de pare.
Although the ultimate truth is beyond any thought or expression, then for a beginner it is not possible to point out this ultimate truth straight away, so one has to refer to this ultimate truth with terms and with thoughts. That means one gives rise to a certain idea by logical science or by indirect cognition.
So
to give then the short definition, it says whatever is the definition of the real truth is that which is free from the eight extremes of concept, entirely pure as the center of sky, not bound into limits, or fallen into extremes, entirely beyond the field of expression and thought.
Oh yeah. Dan chun sa te, tenyi te atan tengre, tangbu sanje doyman gombo la sokpa te, dan da ton tamba chun sa, ton tamba te chun sa re, di menge namrang, tenyi namrang so tenpa re. Tambu Sanje Dumen Gombo Tegini so said this on Rawa, then in Saint Namrang Tayeba Yavari. Chenza Namrang Tayeba. Chenza Ming Namrang.
So if one analyze this sentence, then in the very beginning, if he's talking about Dundam Denpa or the truth of reality, then that is the thing which has to be defined. Huh? And then later on, there come all these different specifications, like the four specifications we have seen. So these are the definition that which defines. And then in the end of the sentence, we find something like this primordial Buddha and the primordial protector and so on. Then these serve as synonyms for that to be defined, the synonyms for the truth of reality. Illustrate the meaning.
Yeah, don't damage the need to make a yin Semana, Jumatavo, devo, Jumatav and Dere. This is the Tata now and Dere, Sigur. Somebody. Oh, yeah. Then two times, an answer to about not so far. Thinking Dever and Juma, Jumatav.
Some,
you would.
Then. So we had the definition of the real truth. Now we come now following the definition of the apparent truth. And so it says Sima on the last line, page 20. Sima, which is the latter one, referring to that former classification. Tenyu chitam jiti nangso. So tenyu is the same as explained before. Then is all the phenomena which appear to be either solid or stable or moving, including all phenomena of the world. So, Nangso, the way of appearance of all phenomena, Drupa Natsok, then there are various variety of concepts. Drupa Natsokpa, and then it says Tenchin Drupa Jungwa, that which arose through interdependent origination of causes and conditions. And finally, Juma Dao, that which is like illusion. So it says the apparent truth is the mode of appearance of all phenomena that are either stable or moving, the variety of concepts, the that which arises through interdependent origination of causes and effects, causes and conditions, that which appears as illusion, like illusion.
Tene juma tava te nang na yang kunzo te nang na yang denbar maro pateng ger ko ger.
What does it mean talking about illusion? Illusion is something which appears, but although it appears, it is clear that it lacks some inherent existence.
Tene chu tam che je nang so chu pa na so pa hi ba ti kap so chu pa na so pa hi ba kap so dwen dan denba te kunzo denba yin ba chi ger. Tinjin driver and Jungwa. Tinjin driver and Jungwa Sijuti, Tinderlin Deba, the young Kunzomare. Juma Tabu Sijuti, Kunzo Sijuti, na Yopar Nana Yang Tondo Madro Patombani Tabare. Ah, Juba Naso Basi becomes a Tudaji in the group. Tundan Demba Jigger. Tundan Demba Kunzo in Bachi in the group. Driver, not so patient. Rangdong di yindong chepa yingare. Yuma tabo yindu di nangdong yinmi tenpare. Ya. Tante, Drupa naso jin hibe drudra jie onpa kapsarwa. Drudra jie. Tene, ten jing drabaran yunga se jade, di kapsu, kunzob korang tenter yinpar ten, Yuma hibe kapsu, nangdong yinmi yinpar tenpare. De, sasa de tanda Drupa naso se jade kapsu ten tam san dorwa. Nantong
In this example of the of illusion, Juma is illusion, they can serve different contexts. There could be, in some context, it could mean that illusion is, it's called illusion to point out that something is confusion, a delusion. You know? And sometimes the example of illusion is taken for to show that something is empty by nature, so to show the emptiness of something, and then also, and that is the fact in here, in that place, in the commentary, it can serve as an example for showing the inseparability of appearance and voidness. Voidness and appearance and voidness. That's meant here, yes.
Tene te apena tundam dam kunzo sejete a tso tundam sejete ming re kunzo yang ming re tani re namdo la tupe topa la tupe ming dam ming re ta ming dam tita namdo la tani ma tuna kunzo dam tundam sejete ni yo mare mole ni meva raba.
So then here, one has to understand that what is called the apparent truth or the real truth or whatever, the truth of reality and the truth of appearance, then those two, there are certain, there's just labels from made by concepts, so certain ways to look at something, and without relying on concepts then and terms, then wouldn't be able to have this idea of or to talk about relative and absolute truth.
Nina yang deni yemi dia tani re nelo mama la yemi ji tani yang tani le jang de ro e tani ka yang me ro tani le
so in that when there's beyond the words or thoughts then within the nature there is no such a thing like a relative truth or absolute truth or truth of appearance and truth of reality or something like this so that's merely like a concept which one needs to explain about this huh? And so talking from that point of the essence of this two, then it is referred to as the inseparability of the two truths, the union of the two truths. But even that so-called union of the two truths is a concept. And so then within the real nature, there is no such a concept as the union of. So then that means like the ultimate nature is beyond intellect, or it's not the object of intellect. That means that it's beyond thoughts, cannot be expressed by thoughts, and or it cannot be investigated, and it's not the object of thoughts or intellect, and it cannot be investigated by thoughts.
Tine Junjo Lejang, Junjo Kira Levi Lejang, Tundan Loy, Juyur me, Lona Kunzo Limber Jusum for it. Ton Tamba Moma, the Loy, Juyur Lindebar. Lola Nama Tamji Kunzo is for a while. Lola now Wanga Yerba, the Mabba Tanya Tasakanga Kunzo. Tom said,
So we said before that expressions they are very much used in the Mahamudra Mahati tradition, and now he quotes from the Parichaya Avatara from Chandideva and says in that ninth chapter of wisdom, then it said that what is the ultimate or the reality that is not mind, not intellect, and whatever is intellect that is just apparent truth, this is just relative.
Ona Louis Joyer Maina Carriage Yores and a number Motopi Yiki Joyer. Number Motopi Yiki Namdol and Deb and number Motopi Yiki Joyer.
So, if one then wonders, so well, if it's not the object of intellect and thought, so then the object of what is it then finally? And so it's said that it is the object of the primordial non conceptual wisdom.
Tina Duni Yemi, the don't the number Matope ye hit ye on the Jorgor, on the Sigubar.
Number
Duni Yemi, the don't and tart of a number Matope ye hit ye on the Sebam, number Matope ye hit ye talk over it.
So it said that that understanding of the meaning of the inseparability of the two truths. Truth that has to be shown or be identified by that primordial wisdom that is non-conceptual.
Then number mato be hije togre se ya ta tani je wang to se bare mato ya number toza tang tozi e mevare toza tozi lende bare
If one says something is like viewed or realized by that primordial wisdom that is non-conceptual, then this again is only using terms, since that non-primordial, non-conceptual wisdom, it has to be understood as being free from something like object or subject. So for that reason then, to realize the final nature of phenomena, one has been to meditate. After having studied a lot the meaning and clarified and cut all one's doubts about that nature of phenomena, then finally, without meditating, there won't be any means to realize it directly.
Tenaya.
Other question?
Yeah.
This question is from the image of the snow mountains with the strange phenomenon of the ocean. You have a snow mountain, you know, you can have the water come down in the sun. I'm wondering what the sun is like.
Quando lo vedi in realtà prima di che ho già usato ho usato un nuovo cacciatore che ne sta sei ore cangri ore che ne che ho giù ore
giù
giù da c'è tanto sena di cangri le che ho giù giù di giù giù
di sono
diamo sulla papa ci giungo da da nima di tro ci cogli do te caso nima di tro di da dönla carella tra voi
Nyame dhruva te taa di kaaswa sācha chimpi loo la lāma sīna la jyāsa.
Lāma sīna. In the context of Mahamudra then, the warmth or the light of the sun has to be understood as the inspiration or the blessing of the Guru.
Yeah.
Give one day,